This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
My name is Augie Pullman. Next week, I start fifth grade. And since I've never been to real school before, I'm pretty much totally petrified.
I'll see you later.
Augie, you don't want to walk up with your parents because it's not cool.
But you're cool.
I know I am, but technically most dads aren't. Neither are these helmets.
Dear God, please make them be nice to him.
I'm not an ordinary 10-year-old kid. I've had 27 surgeries. They've helped me to breathe, to see, to hear without a hearing aid, but none of them have made me look ordinary.
On Hope Mornings, the Culture Collective.
Wonder is the story of what happens when a child born with a severe facial deformity starts a mainstream school for the first time. The main character, Algie, he actually describes his face as, whatever you're thinking, it's probably worse. Now, this is based on a novel by R.J. Palacio. It's not a true story, as many people are assuming, but that book was at number one on the New York Times children's middle grade bestseller list for 119 weeks. That's like 2.5 years. Mark Hadley from The Big Picture has seen the movie, which just came out yesterday. Hi, Mark.
It is an awesome film. I've got to say it straight off. Hello. Now I'll say hello. Okay. It's an awesome film.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I think expectations would be high with how phenomenally successful this book has been.
And I think actually one of the expectations, if you hadn't heard of this book, you go, oh, okay, this is one of those Triumph of the Human Spirit type films. There's a person who maybe has some real struggle but has a heart of gold, is placed under immense pressure, and ultimately triumphs. And we don't want to get jaded about this, but there is a kind of a format for these sorts of films.
And also, like, I have to say, look, it's International Day of People with a Disability coming up on Sunday, and I think often any movies where anyone has anything that makes them different, it's always like they have to triumph over adversity, right?
Yeah, exactly, but this is not that film. I mean, there is triumph. Augie is a kid played by Jacob Tremblay who really does struggle against a real-life condition, Treacher-Collins syndrome. His face looks kind of melted. And it's really sad, but the story's not completely about him. We have disability in our family, and I thrilled to this film when I watched it because it was about all of the characters around Augie as well. Mm. So an unusual thing from a script point of view is that about every 20 minutes, the film changes perspective. And now it's the story from his sister's perspective. And now it's the story from his mum's perspective. And now it's the story from his dad's. And now it's the story from his best friend. Now it's the story from a kid who's struggling with him in school. You know, and you just go, gosh, now I'm seeing what disability is really about. Mm. Because when one person in a family has a disability, we are all, in one respect, embracing that disability in one way or other in our lives. And I know that because of we have a son who struggles particularly.
Well, I have a brother with cerebral palsy who's probably listening right now.
There you go. And that's the thing. You remember, too, that disability is not something that we all have to struggle with. It's something we all bear together. And I just think this is the film for making that clear to everyone.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what age would you recommend this for?
I think it's safe for anyone who's in primary school and up. I think it's really only the issues you've got to deal with. So if your kid is old enough to understand what disability is, they're old enough to watch this film.
Did you take kids along to it, Mark?
No, I didn't in this one. And That's because I'm pretty protective about that. Because you see, because we have, you know, disabled kids, I don't necessarily want to expose them to something unless I'm sure that Hollywood's going to give them a fair run. Mm. They will be seeing this one for sure.
So, Mark, what do you think that the kids are going to take away from this? What are they going to come out talking about?
Well, one of the interesting features in this film is this fact that there's a teacher who tells the kids, oh, okay, our lives are built on all these sorts of sayings or promises or things, you know, that we build our lives around these phrases, okay? And I remember my mum had phrases that we build our life around, like, you know, always be the leader or something like that.
And my dad's was, try again.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, one of the ones that's in this film is brilliant. Your deeds are your monuments. And I thought about that and I thought, yes, actually, you know, now there's no way that Wonder is a Christian film, okay? But for a Christian, your deeds are your monuments is so familiar to us because Jesus says, by your fruits, people will know you. The fact is that you can struggle with what to say in a situation. You can struggle about having to know how to act. But, you know, if you concentrate on being loving, you can be the best possible person to somebody with a disability. Mm. Or you can, in fact, actually, if you're a person you're listening, like your brother, who has a disability, you can transform people's opinions just by the way you behave, let alone what you might say
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark.
It's always a pleasure.
That's Mark Hadley from The Big Picture. We've been talking about Wonder. It is out now.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.